Well, it's a Roadhouse tradition to find out all about the new foods at the Minnesota State Fair, what they offer each summer. And joining us now is Nikki Hines from the fair to tell us what to expect this year. Hi, Nikki.
Hi, how are you?
Great. How are you doing?
I am doing fabulous. Thank you.
Wonderful. I think you have probably been pretty busy figuring out new foods for the state fair.
I have. It's been really exciting. I just took over in November.
Wonderful.
And so I've just been having a lot of fun with it.
So do you get to taste everything?
Oh, well, funny you should ask. I did test about 21 of the new 31 foods.
Wow. And I've got the website out, mnstatefair.org, looking at the pictures of these foods. And my gosh, they really look good.
Yes, the photographs were amazing.
Yes. Can you tell us how you select new foods and how people who submit, I'm assuming it's kind of a contest, isn't it?
Not so much a contest. So every fall when we send out our registration materials to all of our existing vendors, we send them a new food application that's not due back until May of the following year. And it gives them some time to think about it and to come up with some creative ideas. And so so they submit the applications, and then we have a new food committee, which is about five of the staff members. And this year I opened it up to everyone to bring in samples if they would like. It's never been done that way before. It's not a requirement, but it's kind of nice to make a decision based on what we've experienced, because in the past there's been a few that haven't been a winner, if I
okay.
may.
Well, not so, well received.
Right. So anyway, so 21 vendors brought in samples this year, and it was fantastic. However, next year I probably would expand that time over a few more weeks, because we did about four a day for 2 weeks straight.
Wow. Now, can a vendor submit two new foods or just one?
They can submit however many that they would like. We typically would pick one or two. We want to, you know, share it with everybody. So so there's a couple, like RC's Barbecue has two new foods this year.
Okay.
Nordic Waffles has a couple. So, yeah.
Well, I've been looking at the list, and Dave and I were talking about it, and there really seems to be some new, some really good sounding things. Like I can almost taste them.
There's a variety.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite?
I do not. I love to eat, so it's very hard for me to pick and choose which one would be my favorite.
Okay. And you know, looking at this list, last year it seemed like there were some really different kinds of foods. And I'm wondering if it's my imagination, or do most of the food combos look a little less unusual and more mainstream this year?
You know, they are a little more mainstream this year, which is a good thing. We have a few sweet options. I think there was, what, nine of them, 20 savory options. And then we also had three new beverages this year.
Nice. And I also noticed that you have some gluten-free options as well.
Seven new gluten-free options on the new food list this year. And that's not including the ones that didn't get picked for the new food list, but there were a lot of gluten-free items added to a vendor's menu.
So is that kind of a hot new thing, or is there any other dietary restrictions that people have really taken note of?
Gluten-free and vegan are the most popular right now, mostly gluten-free. You know, we do, The Rock puts out a list every year of the gluten-free options on the fairgrounds, and it's two pages long, so it's not just a couple items. But it's growing, and the need is there. So hopefully we can keep going in the right direction on that.
Yeah. Well, can you tell me, maybe pick two or three that you're pretty excited about?
Two or three. Okay, so I do have a couple new vendors coming in with new foods. One is the Brim Restaurant. They have a restaurant on Lake Calhoun, a young couple, and they're bringing in organic sandwich, grilled soda sandwich, and the Joey Mary. Both are gluten-free.
Mm-hmm.
And Funky Grits, he's a new vendor. He's downtown Minneapolis, and he's bringing in the shrimp and grits. Spreaders. And so it's just kind of nice to bring in a couple people that aren't used to being at fairs.
So how do you do that if you have a new vendor? Does that mean that there's a vendor who has left, or did you make a new spot for them?
Brim is coming in because, you know, we're renovating the whole north end and building a new expo center up there. And so we were looking for a food vendor to be placed up there. So that's where Brim came in. And then I had 7 new openings this year, which is very rare.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So it was fun kind of picking and choosing who was going to go where.
Hmm. Are there any of these new new food items that you think are really going to be knock it out of the park, kind of maybe for the kids?
Well, the Halo Cone, I think, is going to be really popular.
Dave picked up on that one right away.
Yes, it's following the Rainbow Roll from last year, which was a huge hit. They had lines out the door all the time.
Wow.
But it's the raspberry strawberry soft serve ice cream with the halo of cotton candy around it. So that one will be really fun.
Nice. That's great. And I tell you what, I am looking forward to trying the deep fried dilly dog. So when I'm down there, that's what I'm going to try.
Yes. You see it all over the internet, but I'm glad it's finally coming to our fair.
That's great. We're speaking with Nikki Hines. She's the Minnesota State Fair Concession Supervisor. Nikki, where can we go for more information to see these wonderful pictures?
You can go to www.mnstatefair.org.
Wonderful. Anything else that you want to add?
I look forward to seeing everybody at the fair.
Great. And thanks so much for taking the time to talk with us.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.